T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I again was given this matter to look into as well. I'll use a military term here. In the military, we got a term called bluff, which is bottom line up front. So I'll give you the bottom line up front here. Bottom line up front is that I will not be filing any charges against Mr. Wingo. That, however, doesn't mean that he did not commit a crime. Just so you're clear, I know that there have been, some of my fine fellow attorney friends that have taken the airwaves over the past couple of days here to say that no crime was committed and Mr. Councilman Wingo did not have any intent to commit a crime, and therefore, everything's okay. But the fact of the matter is that Councilman Wingo technically did commit a crime. He committed technically the crime of criminal possession of a weapon on school grounds, which is Penal Law 265.01 subsection A, and that penal law states that it is illegal to knowingly possess a gun on school property unless you have written authorization. Okay? And that's the key phrase here, written authorization. So while it's clear from my investigation that Mr. Wingo had authorization to have the gun on the property, he did not have written authorization, which again technically means that, he could be charged with a crime. However, due to the totality of the circumstances here, I'm going to use a little common sense and not charge Mr. Wingo with a crime. Everyone I talked to, the investigation, everyone who witnessed it, even himself, admits that he came to the school in his official capacity as a councilman here in the city of Buffalo, as a chairman of the education committee. He was attending a assembly at Riverside High School. He has a legal right to carry a gun. He's got a legal permit. He's totally legal with his weapon. When he got on the school grounds right away, he realized he had a gun on him. And he immediately went to the principal, the main office, immediately. And he immediately asked for security. Where's the security office at? Where's the security officer at? And they told him that the security office is down a different wing there. He then said, well, where's the principal at? The principal is standing right there. The gentleman said, I'm the principal. And Mr. Wingo immediately had a conversation with the principal and told him that, hey, I forgot. I've got a weapon on me. What do I do? The principal took the weapon. Didn't take a weapon. Principal escorted Mr. Wingo to the safe. He put the weapon in his safe. He actually took the clip out of the weapon too, just for double safety here. He took the clip out of the weapon. He put the weapon in the safe. They locked the safe up. He then took the clip. This wasn't the best of ideas at his part, but he took the clip and he put it in a sealed envelope, and he gave the sealed envelope to the secretary, and she put it in her desk. I personally wouldn't have done that, but I mean, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, he separated the clip from the gun. He put the gun in the safe. He then went and went to the auditorium, went to the assembly, performed his functions as a councilman, turned around, came out when he was done, got the gun, and then left the building. So, Obviously, Councilman Wingo made a mistake here. He should have turned around right away once he knew he had the gun and walked out of the school and put it in his car. I understand it's unsafe to put a loaded gun in your car in case someone steals it. I get that. So you know what? He should have gotten his car and went home then and put it in his house. So obviously he made a mistake here, but this again is me using my prosecutorial discretion here and using a little common sense and not charging Councilman Wingo with a felony, because he did the right thing in essence by putting the gun in the safe, taking the clip out, telling the principal right away, et cetera, et cetera. The principal here, obviously, should have told Councilman Wingo, no, you can't put it in a safe. You got to leave right now and take the gun out of here. That's what should have been done from the school district standpoint. But obviously that wasn't done, and then the school district can now deal with that.
You said that you need written permission, but he didn't have written, but he had verbal permission?
Sure, yeah. The principal said, yeah, put it in the safe. So yeah, by the principal saying, sure, come back in the office, put in the safe, lock it up. That's permission. It's not written permission, but it's permission. But again, I'm not gonna, the totality of the circumstances here just, with don't warrant a criminal charge. Now, the circumstances could have been different. I mean, the circumstances could have been, if the principal would have said, Mr. Councilman Wingo, you're a councilman, that's okay, you can keep it on, and walk in the auditorium, that would have been a different story now, all right? That may have changed my mind here, all right? But the fact that didn't happen, that the gun was never around any students per se, that he immediately went to the main office, he immediately asked for security, he immediately asked for the principal, and, did what common sense is the right thing. He didn't do the right thing technically by the book, but he did the right thing from a common sense standpoint.
What about the principal? Any charges?
No charges. He's got administrative issues he's got to deal with, apparently. From my understanding, there was a... From my understanding, there was, some of the confusion here that came out of this thing was the fact that there's apparently two principals now at Riverside. Apparently, Riverside is like changing from Riverside High School to Riverside Academy starting next fall. And so there's the old principal is the one who was involved here, but there's a new incoming principal too, who they're in a transition now. The new principal wasn't there that day. He came in the next day, and he was told about it. And I believe from what I hear, the new principal is the one who called the police and started this rolling here.
John, what role, if any, does the fact that the person carrying the gun was a member of the council, member of your party, factor into your decision to use discretion to not charge him when you could?
No, none for me, because I can honestly look myself in the mirror and say that if it would have been a parent who did the same thing, I would have had the same result here today. So I can honestly say definitively that it had no bearing on me. There is a valid question, though, your question to me was valid too, but there's another valid question that did the principal give Councilman Wingo any deference to his status? If a father or a mother had walked in with that gun and done the same thing, would the principal allowed him or her to put it in the safe, or would they have told them to get out? That's also a valid question. For me, it wouldn't matter. For me, even if this was a parent, even if an individual, even a vendor, let's say the guy filling the Coke machine up in Riverside, came in with the Coke and said, oh my gosh, I got my gun on me, and walked to the main desk and said, hey, where's security at? Where's the principal at? Blah, 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 blah. I would have gave him the same benefit, absolutely.
Any other questions?
Else?
Yes.
Yes.
Just So Councilman Wingo stated he forgot he had the gun, yeah. And he went in and he remembered he had the gun.
Yeah.
What triggered his memory to
I have to ask him, I don't know. Yeah, no, I mean, he must have just realized that if he walked in, he may have felt it and he said, oh, geez, I got the gun on me.
Okay.
Yeah,
and,
no.
And just to be clear, the best possible reaction he could have done would have been to...
turn around,
right.
Walk out. If he was uncomfortable and leaving a gun in the car, which I get, okay, he should have gotten in the car and drove home, dropped the gun off, turned around, and come back. No, good. Okay. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.